This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan Decute, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories.
This week, I'm excited to have Charles Jacardo van Flippen, his surname, and I can't get his name right, and it's absolutely embarrassing. He's one of my friends, and I've known him as Charlie for so many years, but he is Mr. Gay World South Africa, and I have him in studio with me to chat about what that exactly means. Charlie, how do you say your name?
It's Charles Jacardo van Halstingen.
And where does that come from? Because there sounds a bit of Mediterranean in there, plus a bit of like Netherlanders.
Yeah. So my grandfather is from the Netherlands, so very Dutch inspired and from the very old school family history there, yes.
Okay, so you are exotic.
I would say so, but I'm very proud you're South African, born and raised. Yes.
Amazing. You've now got this title as Mr. Gay World South Africa. I know you've done modeling, right?
Yes.
Great. So how did this all come about?
You know what? For many, many years, I've actually been approached to enter the competition. And I just didn't think it was that I was a strong enough representative, because going into something like this, if you're going to be a Mr. Gay World South Africa, you know, you need really to inspire others out there and what you stand for and others are going to look up to you. So I just go into a place where, going through so many trials and tribulations in my life, I'm like, I'm at a place where I can hopefully inspire and motivate others with this title and not just be like, you know, pretty face and something like that.
Because that, I mean, that sometimes is what pageants come across as being, is you got to be good looking, so you tick the box there. You obviously, we train together, so I know that you're body conscious,
yes,
about
correct.
Being healthy.
Yes.
But more so, I mean, one of your biggest charities has got to do with cancer. And that's something we're going to touch on now, because you're a cancer survivor.
Correct. I'm a 2-time cancer survivor, actually. And it's absolutely changed my life and outlook in life. That's, you know, we have to celebrate every single day that we have and do the most with every day, because, I mean, tomorrow's not always a guarantee.
But Charlie, you're a young boy.
I'm 29. I just turned 29.
29, and you're a 2-time cancer survivor.
That's right.
How old were you the first time?
So I was 27 when I was diagnosed with testicular cancer, and then a year later I was diagnosed with lymphoma. And I'm now going in 10 months in remission.
I know, I actually saw your status the other day and it put a little tear in my eye. You spoke about the fact that there was a lump that you were worried about.
Yes, last week.
And you had to go and have it checked out. And
It's such an every single day. You know, the most important thing that I found is that you have to know your body, you have to listen to your body, you have to be conscious of what's going on in your body the whole time. So when I had found that lump, it was just like, it's so hard not to get drawn into that moment of, oh my word, it could be this, because it is an everyday reality for me. So I had to, you know, get checked out, and you have to have a process of waiting for the doctors and tests. But I mean, it does also just remind me to keep doing what I'm doing and keep living every single day and keep making the most that I can of today.
And we'll get into the Mr. Gay World South Africa now. I really just want to break down. Did that scare and going through the cancer over the last couple of years, has that changed your outlook towards health, towards nutrition? And
yes, I mean, absolutely. I mean, we all have our unhealthy traits and stuff like that, but I do focus very much on, you know, people look at me and they're like, oh, you only care what you look like, but it's not about that. It's about celebrating my body and the skin that I have today and making sure that I'm healthy and strong. And there's, for me, having gone through cancer twice, that experience of not being able to get out of bed and feeling weak actually literally like broke my spirit so many days that I thrive on waking up and just being like, okay, I'm strong today, I'm going to gym and I'm going to eat healthy and I'm going to do this and I'm going to feel great. And that's literally how I want to live my every single day.
And what I love is that outlook now, you've been given a platform to, like you say, inspire others to go on this journey with you.
Yes.
What was it like that first moment when you entered the Mr. Gay World South Africa?
I mean, I knew that I was ready.
Were you nervous?
I was very nervous because, I mean, you never know who you're coming up with. And I remember once I had been chosen as selected as a finalist, and I'd looked at everyone's like, oh, you know, you stand such a strong chance of winning. But when you start hearing how these other men were speaking and how educated they were and the plans they had going forward, I was extremely nervous. Cause I was like, wow, like I thought I had it all together. And then I was like, these guys actually really stand out. So my competition was really strong in a sense of, what they stood for and what they were trying to achieve with this title. So I was very nervous.
Very nervous, of course. And then it got to the point where, I don't know, there was a final three and they were sort of looking at you and you were looking around, and then it was announced that you are it.
That's it. Yeah, I remember we went through so many rounds of interviews and so many questions were thrown my way where, you know, you as a gay man even, you're taken back like, where they'd ask you, like, how are you involved in the transgender community? And what are your outlooks on A, B, and C? And it actually made me sit back and process, what is my outlook? How am I involved? How am I making a change? What am I doing going forward to leave my footprint and inspire others out there? And it really just made me, it motivates me even more so to become more motivational, inspirational for others out there.
I've had a couple of different pageant winners, and even one of the shows was a woman that's put together a pageant for young South Africans. And I have to ask, because a lot of the listeners ask this question, are pageants still relevant?
I mean, I do believe it depends. Again, pageants are, we have so many pageants out there, but I believe it's the contestants that are relevant out there. Who are we in the pageants? What are they representing? What are they standing for? And that's what I believe is, we can, with pageants, bring out those people that are strong representatives and stand for something. And I believe with that platform, we can bring out those representatives.
If we look at, I mean, the biggest one from last year was our Miss Universe.
Yes.
Universe.
Oh.
Miss South Africa became Miss
Beautiful,
Universe.
Beautiful, yes.
And then
amazing.
She came back to South Africa, and because she's got this huge platform, huge exposure, the whole world's opened up for her. Our presidency made her the official face of gender-based violence awareness in South Africa.
Yes, amazing.
And she hasn't just taken that role on. She's taken it on with both hands, and she's fighting for it around the world. And I feel like that's something that you could do with your different initiatives.
So again, that's literally what I'm trying to do. As great as we have these pageant platforms, it is again the representative. What are they doing? How hungry are they for this? Are they getting involved? Are they getting, like you say, grabbing with both hands, getting involved? And that's what I've also found my I wouldn't say my biggest challenge, my biggest, as a person who I am, is getting involved. I'm speaking to the people. I'm getting my hands, I'm taking it with both, the bull by both horns, and I'm getting involved. I'm saying, I want to get involved. It's not just about me. It's about the others out there who I can inspire, who've come from my background, who are fighting challenges and struggles in their life. So they can see, wow, there's someone out there who is speaking up and getting involved, and not just standing in front of the camera and being a pretty face, that is getting involved. And that's what I love about her as well, is she's getting involved.
She's doing it.
Yes, she's doing it.
All right, so the show before you featured the cast from Morphe, which is a really, really, really tough film.
Yes.
And it's a tough subject. It's powerful and it's needed because it's different. But one of the questions that I threw out to them, and I'm going to throw the same out to you, even though you weren't in the movie, I'm going to put it out there. Do you believe that those problems, and I'm not talking about the army and being different, but do you believe that the gay stigma and the stigma towards the LGBTI community, is that still relevant today?
I do believe it's still relevant today, because, I mean, you take the word Morphe alone, and it's still such a derogatory word. Like, you know, there's still such, like, when you call someone Morphe, you're just like, it's you seem like you're belittling the person. And it's just, we need to break that stigma, because even still today, as a gay man, as a queer person, you're still seeing not as an equal. And I believe, like, this movie, even going to the premiere and watching the movie, it really stuck with me, because you get to see the struggles of where the previous generation was and where we are now, and actually how far we still need to go as an LGBTQI plus community, and how far we still can, you know, go with everything happening in our community.
But Charlie, that this is the thing, boy, you've been given the reign now, and it's also your job to uphold that.
It's my responsibility. Absolutely, yes.
Has a South African representative won that title before?
Yes. We've had a few representatives that have won worlds. Again, it's just, in the pageant industry, a lot of our winners and previous title holders are famously known for disappearing off. You know, once they've won, that you're not seeing them. And it's, again, like, I really believe that we need the support of the community to stand up, you know, because we are so easily, we'll harp on someone's, we'll criticize them and condemn them for a mistake, for not being perfect, when we should actually be uplifting, like, wow, it's actually a real person, and we should be uplifting. So that pressure from the community can be so much to take sometimes. And I'm really striving myself into, you know, even there's going to be criticism and there's going to be, you know, bad things said, I'm still going to stand up and be a real representative, because we have to stand up together and show the community to stand together.
Charlie, I'm excited because we feature a lot of different winners around the world. We feature a lot of awards that South Africans are winning. And I am going to pre-write an article for you for when the Mr. Worlds take place.
Wow, that's amazing. I think
you stand a very good chance. You're a very good representative. And I think the causes that you stand for are very worthy and needed. Mm. And I want to see you go forward. We want to celebrate South Africa.
Absolutely, we do. And again, it's about getting that support from the community. I mean, as you had mentioned, like I have a very big platform for Love Your Nuts, which is a testicular cancer and cancer awareness education foundation, but I also belong to Project Braveheart, and that's all about non-bullying and standing up against bullying and not just fighting the target of bullying, but the actual bully themselves. Because at the end of the day, when it comes to homophobia and all these things, those people that are bullying the others out there, there's usually something going on there. And even watching the movie Morpheus, it shows you it's all about their conditioning from the previous generations and the communities we're in. So we have to break that stigma and be like, hey, you know, let's stand together regardless of your gender, your sexuality, the color of your skin. It doesn't matter. We need to start standing up together and breaking the previous conditioning of the generations ahead of us.
Conditioning is a huge keyword there. Hate is learnt.
And
your ideas and your opinions that you have about a different race, a different LGBTQ community, that comes from somewhere. We're not born with hate in our hearts.
Not at all.
We literally learn it, and then we carry that through. And generally, it's our forefathers who have taught us how to feel that way, and we believe it's our own opinion for whatever reason. But actually, we've been conditioned to thinking in a certain way. And I love that Project Braveheart wants to change that.
Yes.
Bullying is such a huge problem.
Huge problem.
It's, you know, we look at the suicide rate amongst adults. That stems from your formative years.
Correct.
When you're living trauma. And that trauma comes from people that are the same age as you, have been conditioned by adults.
It sounds so simple
when I say it, but it's a disgusting thing.
It's very disgusting. And it's like people understand the impact. Like, you just hear something like, a boy can't have, don't give a boy a yellow chair. And I'm like, but you're conditioning a child to think, okay, a boy can't have a yellow chair because you're genderizing a color, which we shouldn't be doing. You're conditioning the child already. And we need to stop that immediately, because even myself, I had started recognizing things from the condition that I grew up in, the community that I grew up in. I mean, I grew up in a very, very conservative town where being gay or being different color or even just being different, like, you were condemned and you were bullied and you were even physically and verbally attacked for it. So I'm just like, and I started recognizing myself going, hang on, but this is conditioning from how I grew up and from the country I grew up in, from previous generations, and we need to break that stigma completely. Which is why when I really try and push the gender barriers of when people look at me, oh, you've got muscles and you've got tattoos, and I try and break them, it's like, but it's not about that toxic masculinity. So again, it's that conditioning that's come in from previous generations, and we need to break that.
You're achieving great things, and this role that you've been given and the responsibility and moving you forward has really thrust you into a different space.
Yes.
It's kind of like saying, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it. Kind of like saying, out of all the gays, you're the one for South Africa. So it's a really beautiful title to have, and it's an honor that you're sitting in my studio
today.
Thank you. Has things changed with you talk about the past and where you grew up and that sort of vibe. Have your peers and people noticed the amazing work that you do?
Well, I do feel that I'm receiving a lot of support from my peers in the community. And again, like, I'm not perfect. I have had to go through a lot to get where I am. I've had to fail. I've had to fall. I've had to, many times over and over again, to get where I am. So I'm not perfect. And I really believe that I bring a real relatability kind of characteristics where, you know, okay, we know him. We know where he's come from. We've seen his trials and tribulations and mistakes that he's made. And he's really trying to make something of it now. So that's why I say, like, we need to stop condemning each other and criticizing, oh, you're not perfect. You made a mistake. And start uplifting each other and supporting each other and say, you don't have to be perfect, you know. But you have to want to make change.
Yes, positive change.
That's it.
Positive change. Well, again, it's been an honor having you in the studio. I'm excited to see the next level. We're going to all be supporting you.
Going up, that's it.
And if others want to follow your journey, if they want to follow you on Instagram on all the social media spaces, how do they follow this path that you're currently on?
So the easiest way, I would say, to follow me, because we know I have a really long name, most people will battle to find.
I'm gonna go away. I'm going to leave today and just practice it. I'm going to go and practice it.
So I believe that the easiest way to follow my journey is to go to my Instagram. at CharlieBoyd23. And from there, all my social media platforms are easily available. My whole name is there. My YouTube channel is there, where I speak up about taboo and uncomfortable issues and hopefully open up a safe dialogue to speak about these things. We'd be like, oh, I can speak about these things in that kind of environment. So CharlieBoyd23 will be the easiest way on my Instagram. From there, you can be directed to my Facebook and my YouTube and all my personal social media platforms.
We're going to put those links underneath this podcast as well, so you won't even have to search for it or search that crazy name. But it's a name that we're not going to forget. And I'm excited to see it where it goes. I'm excited to follow the initiatives. I love the charities that you've associated yourself with. And I think you're doing good things for South Africa.
Thank you so much. And again, it's just this kind of support from you and from the communities. What we need to support each other. And it's like, hey, I'm going to help you. I believe what you stand for, and let's get the word out there.
We rise by lifting each other. That's what they say.
Absolutely.
Thank you. That's another version of the Good Things Guy Jackpot. It's been amazing having you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Wishing you only good things.
Thank you.
I'm Brent Lindekew, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy, and you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpot podcast. For more episodes or to subscribe, rate, or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM, or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things. We'll